It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This is the final weekend of our five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. It's something that we do every fall, a chance to hear directly from the Board of Supervisors in Tuolumne County. And today we're pleased to be joined on the studio by District 4 Supervisor John Gray, who is also the board chair for this year. So Supervisor Gray, thank you for coming in.
Good morning, BJ. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure. I think back about 10 years ago, it was very nerve-wracking, but I feel a little more comfortable now, and you always do a great job. So,
well, it's always great to have you back on Motherlode Views. First off, District 4, for those who aren't familiar, where's it all cover?
Okay, so District 4 is 660,000 acres of Tuolumne County, of the 1.7 million acres we have. Randy Havenvelt calls me the land baron, and it's for a reason. It covers Groveland, Piedmont Lake, Big Oak Flat, Moccasin, Chinese Camp, Lake Don Pedro, Rancho Paquitas, Standard, the Junction area, Lambert Lakes, East Sonora up to Draper Mine Road. It is the largest district, and it is one that has probably has more important functioning pieces in it. We have the Standard Mill. We have Chinese Camp Mill. We have the garbage transfer stations. We have Standard Park. We have Hetch Hetchy Reservoir. So there's a lot of different things that happen in a fourth district that we always need to keep an eye on.
One big part of your district, the South County, last winter there was some heavy flooding and some storm damage. What can you tell us about what all occurred and kind of how things are looking today?
Geez, in March we got hit really, really hard, and especially in the downtown Groveland area. The storm came in. I was coming back from Modesto. It was about 2 o'clock when it hit, and I couldn't get home. Traffic was stopped at Moccasin. But my wife was sending me videos of the main street of Groveland, which literally looked like a river. I have a piece of property there that lost about $2,000 worth of gravel, and I was some of the lucky ones. You know, our community hall got hit really bad. The hall underneath was flooded. We're going to have to replace the floor in it. That's scheduled for this winter, but we have to work around special events. The biggest damage was done to Ferretti Road. We have the closure detour right now. There's about $1.2 million worth of damage to that road. We have secured funding for the repair. It'll be out to bid soon, and we hope to get started on that, weather permitting, the 1st of November. Have to thank Piedmont Lake Association for their patience in allowing the local traffic to detour through the subdivision. It is a gated community, and it does cause some issues with Piedmont Lake. But they've been good partners. We've tried to do our best to help with any problems that arise. But without that detour, it would add another 15, 20 minutes to people that would try to get to the local high school or the airport or any of those properties out there. So that's on its way to get fixed. But, you know, the local downtown businesses on Main Street, some of them were flooded, the Helping Hands store, I mentioned the community hall, but there was immediate action. I want to thank the Sheriff's Department and their crew, CAL FIRE, and just the local people for stepping up and helping everybody get the cleanup done. We had the county place dumpsters there in the park and also behind the community hall for the local people to dump their storm damaged stuff in. We left them there for about a month. And I think that was helpful. The other area hit big was Mary Lalverone Park. The lower area was literally destroyed. But with work from the Grove Community Service District, the local Rotary Club, Blue Mountain Minerals, who donated material, they were able to get that lower level fixed and back in shape for the annual 49er Festival. So, again, you see a lot of community effort up there. It's going to take a while to get some of the other damage done. We have Priest Colterville Road, culverts to be replaced, Marsh's Flat Road. We put that out to bid on September 21st. That's about a $2 million road repair project. Those funds are coming from our federal funds to repair that damage. So, again, you know, countywide, $8 to $9 million. Probably half of it ends up in the South County.
Have you heard much recently, the reports when it comes out of Moccasin with that storm, what was all damaged?
You know, only what you hear by rumor and hear by what you read in the newspaper. I have spoke to a couple people, and they're having a figure of around $40 million plus to repair that dam. I believe they have been working with Division Dam Safety to get clearance to put water back into the pond. That's critical for the fish hatchery. Fish hatchery received major damage, but they are doing considerable work down there. I noticed that they've worked on some of the raceways for the fish, and they've cleaned out their overflow pond. So fish and wildlife are working. The key to get the hatchery open is the repair of the dam, because without the water, they're not going to be able to raise the fish there. So, again, we don't know exactly where that's at, but I have to say there is diligent work being done on it.
And then, so we had the storm damage during the winter months, and then the summertime, we had fire season, and we had the Donnell fire up in the Stanislaus, and then the Ferguson fire really hitting hard the South County. What type of impacts have you been hearing from the fire season?
Well, you know, anytime something happens that closes the 120 corridor, it's really detrimental to the businesses up there. I've talked to a number of people that own businesses that they're, for a couple weeks period, their business was off about 80%. And all told, I think that, you know, countywide, we're looking at an estimate of about 10% decrease in TOT tax and sales tax based on the closure of 108 and 120. You know, 120, the businesses up there have to rely on the tourist traffic. You know, there's 3,000 houses out at Piemont Lake, but only 70% of those are occupied full-time. And when you have bad air, the people that want to come up on the summer months that own those properties are reluctant to do so, that's an additional hit. So all in all, most of them are going to survive, but I think that we may see some of them not be able to make it. It's hard to make up 25% of your income when most of that income comes in about a four-month period. So my heart goes out to them. I know that, you know, from the standpoint of the U.S. Forest Service, the Park Service, there was a lot of work done to try to keep 120 open as long as they could and open it up as fast as they can. So I the park superintendent there, Mike Reynolds, has done a excellent job there with their approach to the fire compared to what past fires have been. They actually put dozers on the ground and really started suppressing that fire within the park to keep it from destroying the Merced Grove of Big Trees, which is in Tuolumne County. Don't know why that was ever called a Merced Grove, but it is in Tuolumne County. So, again, we can't afford closures of that highway and keep a robust economy going. You know, there's just not enough customer base up there full time to keep those businesses thriving.
Need to take a break. We're talking to Supervisor John Gray on this weekend's Motherlode Views, the final part of our five-part series, speaking with the individual Tuolumne County Supervisors. If you missed the earlier shows with Supervisors Hanvelt, Rotifer, Royce, or Brennan, you can find those archived in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment with Supervisor Gray in just a minute.